This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You gotta love Johnny Cash. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Like Maven Patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam. KNSS is always here for you. Make sure you tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles now. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. And of course, give me a call. Studio lines are open 316-869-1330. We'd love to hear from you. Well, Turning Points USA recently named Frontlines reporter Monica Page as its first White House correspondent. Before joining Turning Points USA, Monica worked with One America News and Newsmax. She's also web produced for the Emmy award-winning outlet Daily Mail. She will be a leading female contributor at the upcoming 10th annual Young Women's Leadership Summit. And we are honored to have her join us. Monica, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
John, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be joining you guys.
So let me start by, I guess, first off, I've got to ask you about your, oh, and by the way, congratulations. I know you're a recent newlywed, so congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. It was great.
Let me start by asking you about your experiences in the White House. I mean, what a difference. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is, sure, an upgrade over Karine Jean-Pierre. What a competence over a DEI hire.
Oh, it is night and day difference, John. I can tell you that. I mean, previously in the last administration, they wouldn't even look at me. I mean, people in the comms department or whoever was working behind the scenes would never answer my emails, would never help me get a meeting with Karine Jean-Pierre, wouldn't even call on me in the briefing room. Now I just got called on just this past Monday, and I had about two or three meetings with Caroline Leavitt in this current administration, and it seems as if I have all access. All the chains are off. I can finally report on the things I want to, finally get answers and really bolster my own personal reporting as well as for Turning Point, our audiences. So it feels great. It feels great to finally be included on everything and really, you know, not feel like I'm being held back from doing my job.
The White House has changed the way it handles press briefings, giving more attention to outlets and individuals often referred to as, quote, new media. How has the traditional mainstream White House press corps treated you, considering you're not part of that, you know, typical mainstream media, but rather part of this new media, and the president including you in the daily briefings, for example?
Yeah, well, to put it simply, we coexist. We can kind of feel a little bit of a tension in there, given that we don't have seats in the press briefing room. We stand along the side, because that's the only way that we can ever be part of it. That room actually is not as big as many people think. So we try to get there nice and early and try to get a good spot in the briefing room, whether that's in the back or along the sides. And Caroline always calls on us, thankfully. But the mood in the room is kind of, it can get kind of tense, especially since the previous administration really bred a sense of elitism among some of these mainstream reporters, that just because you have a seat in the briefing room means you will get called on. But that is not any longer, you know, what we're dealing with now. I get called on and I don't have a seat, whereas last administration I would never. So it feels great to be part of something finally bigger than myself. And what I also find is very interesting is a lot of these media outlets kind of lie to the American people when it comes to
no kind of about it
decline. Yeah, that's just to put it lightly. And now you have a credibility crisis. And where do these audiences turn now? Well, they turn to people like us who have been bringing people the truth about everything over the last 4 years in very blunt terms and in very real perspective. And there's no more denying reality. So I think a lot of these mainstream media outlets are catching on to that and are kind of seeing us as, you know, step aside, we're the new kids on the block.
Do you think they perceive you as a threat in some way?
I do. I do see it as that, because they know that their outlet is dying. They know that their outlets are not really being viewed as much as, or listened to as much as we are now. And if you lied to the American people over the last 4 years about something that they could see with their own eyes, what else could you possibly be lying about? And I think that that is where we step in and we say, hey, you know, you have a home with us. You can trust us since we've been giving you the real news unfiltered and you know, with actual facts. And that's the important thing here, John, is that we are always fact-based. And a lot of these outlets like the New York Times, Politico, CNN, they like to try and write hit pieces on people like myself saying that, oh, I'm echoing right-wing talking points, when a simple Google search will show that I'm not exemplifying a right-wing talking point. I am doing my research and I'm making sure that everything is based in fact.
You know, one of the things that, by the way, we're talking with Frontline's reporter Monica Page. One of the things a lot of us noticed, if we ever saw under the Biden administration at the end, he'd be in the White House or in the Oval Office doing one of these little scrums. The minute the organized event was over with, the staff would immediately come in and say, that's it, guys, that's it, get out, get out, get out. And he'd just sit there blankly as staff tried to shoo out everyone. It's interesting the difference now with Trump. He'll sit there and talk indefinitely. Sometimes, you know, you cringe. There are a few moments when you're like, oh, I wish he hadn't said that. But at least he'll do it. Joe Biden was so incapable and the staff was so trying to insulate him and protect him. And I think it's interesting. The press were basically complicit in that cover up.
I really love that you brought this up, because there is a huge difference. And this is one of the main differences that I have been speaking out about, is when you have foreign leaders that show up to the White House, for example, the president will make sure to greet each leader outside the double doors of the Oval Office here on the West Wing of the White House and give a handshake, take a photo and say, welcome to the White House. Come inside. Let's talk. And he makes sure it's public as well, where it's on national television. Anybody can tune in to see what the president is saying. And it goes for hours. It goes for 45 minutes to an hour, hour and a half. We just saw that with the South African president. We've seen that with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Even though it may be awkward, it's just real. And I think that's what many people were missing out on. I mean, the last administration, like you mentioned, it was, oh my goodness, it had to be about 3 minutes of the president sitting with a foreign leader who he wouldn't even greet at the White House front doors, by the way. And they would sit there for 3 minutes. They would say, oh, thanks for coming, mumble a couple things, a couple of sentiments, and immediately the comms people would say, thank you, press, everyone leaves. But now it's so different. And I think that's what's important, is President Trump's foreign policy and his policies in general at this point are not about being polite anymore. It's about being real. It's about, you know, maybe like these soft ambushes when you see with the South African president, hey, you know, your country is committing white genocide. Let me show you. Let me show you the articles. And it's about being real. It's not about being polite anymore, because honestly, politeness can only get you so far.
Yeah, and I mean, I know the press is calling that an ambush, but you can't ambush somebody with stuff. He'd seen that. The South African president had right. seen all that stuff. Zelensky right. knew this stuff was coming. And look, right. you're a world leader. If you're not prepared to have a tough question thrown your way, you're Joe Biden.
Right. that's a great point. Even the comms department back here has been so helpful and so accessible in providing us with all the information that we need. But the last administration, man, what I just can't believe. I mean, I can believe it, but just to see the press and working with the White House in such an obvious cover up. Everybody knows somebody, unfortunately, who has gone through a cognitive decline, whether that's a grandparent or a right. parent or an uncle, whatever it may be. And to deny the people of what they're seeing on the South Lawn. I remember watching Joe Biden shuffling from the White House to his Marine One helicopter, taking off for another trip to Delaware on vacation, where he spent 577 out of more than 1400 days in office on vacation, laying on a beach. It's unbelievable. And then you saw the tactics that this White House used. They would flank Joe Biden with members of his staff to try and hide the shuffling gait, to try and mask the garbled speech. The signs were there. And I spoke to physicians and neurologists on what exactly we were seeing. And they all said that the signs were there. And this has to be the greatest cover-up of all time. And I think we needed a further investigation into what exactly the White House knew and why they did what they did to cover it up, and who knew exactly.
I've asked members of our federal delegation, our congressional delegation, off the record this question, and you know, I know their answers. On the record, you know, they're politicians, they're not going to say. Let me ask you this. You've been in the room, you've been in the White House during the Biden presidency. We all know what we saw. Was it as bad when you were intimate and when you were in those same rooms with him? Was it as bad? Because I love what the reporter said the other day when she called it elder abuse. It for those of us who saw this and looking at it third party, it sure seemed like it. It sure seemed like Joe Biden was cognitively impaired and they were really covering it up.
Yeah, well, I can definitely tell you with utmost confidence that any time we would go to an event, I would make sure that I would try and get the front row spot just so I can get a good look at Joe Biden, because I really wanted to see, let me just see the signs and am I seeing what I'm really seeing? Is the press telling the truth? And I just wanted to give benefit of the doubt. And every time I would come up disappointed. When you see the president up close, Joe Biden at the time, he was wearing a lot of makeup. He his face would not match the color of his hands. You can tell he would cover his eyes with those aviator sunglasses, and he was just stiff. Something looked wrong every single time, and it just looked uncomfortable. It felt weird to see him. I always made sure to make sure I get the front row spot on the departures or the arrivals, and even at speaking engagements in bright lighting, I just had to see. And it's just weird. He never looked like himself. It looks kind of puppety, caked up makeup on his face. It was very jarring. That's like the best way to put it, I think.
That's fascinating to hear this from someone who was there firsthand. And then when you look at it in the context of the people around him had to know this, and yet they wanted to run him for another 4-year term, knowing full well that he was incapable of serving another 4-year term. It really was an intent to deceive the American public. And that begs the question then, was who was running the White House?
Exactly. And there are people can speculate, of course, that it could have been his staffers, or it could have been Hunter Biden at times. But I mean, there's just no way of telling, and there needs to be an in-depth investigation into this. And I can't believe that people said, it was the June 27th debate against President Trump. No, it wasn't. It was way before that. And do you remember after that debate, Jill Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill, as much of a doctor as Dr. Pepper, goes, you did such a great job.
Oh, yes.
You answered all the questions. what?
Yeah.
And then she said that, talking to him like he's a five-year-old, answering all the questions. What is she talking about? And they wanted to run him again. This guy had he been tested for cancer? I mean, he said that he had cancer, and everyone threw that under the bus. Everyone said, oh, no, he's fine. He probably has some kind of, like, skin cancer. But did they test him enough? Were they specifically not trying to include that in his physical every time they would test him? The president doesn't need a cognitive test. He's sharp. I see him every day behind closed doors. Are you kidding me? And now everyone's looking in retrospect, probably kicking themselves. We should not have accepted this. We should not have accepted these answers. And I think, honestly, it's a too little too late. People should have started speaking up the way we were during the time that it was happening.
Yeah, well, we were all a bunch of tinfoil conspiracy theorists. So
right.
I know, Monica, you're going to be part of Turning Point USA's 10th annual Young Women's Leadership Summit. You'll be a featured presenter at that. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I'm very excited. This is going to be my first Young Women's Leadership Summit. So I'm very excited to meet all like-minded women and individuals who are coming out to Dallas. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be great. I feel like it's going to feel like one big celebration. There's so much to talk about between making America healthy again and new policies for this White House being the most pro-family, pro-woman White House that we've seen, especially since the last 4 years or anything but that. So it's going to be great to really connect with people and speak one-on-one to people and talk about their own experiences. And I think it'll help my own personal reporting because I love hearing from women. I love hearing from others who, you know, are dealing with everyday situations, and it's not every day that you get to speak with women across America. So it's going to be a beautiful event. I can't wait. Turning Point always puts on the best events. So this is going to be fabulous.
Well, if people want information on it, they can find that at YWLS2025.com. And of course, if they want to follow you on X, I follow you on X. They can find you there at Monica Page TV on X, correct?
Yes, that's me. Thank you so much.
Of course. Monica, thank you again for joining us. It's been a pleasure. Fascinating conversation. We'll have to connect again sometime.
Likewise. Anytime, John. Thank you so much.
She is awesome. Wow. I mean, she is awesome. We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open. 316-869-1330. Give me a call. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget about AFP, Americans for Prosperity. They're the great folks who believe American, you know, freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all. We'll be broadcasting live from their headquarters here in Wichita at Union Station next Sunday. Show starts at 7, but the event starts at 6. You can join us. We'll have some refreshments, great conversation, and you can get on the air. Come on down. We'll have some fun. Be broadcasting live from their headquarters, and you should be there. You should have a blast. More information is available online on Facebook at the John Whitmer Show. So absolutely make sure that you swing by and you can get information on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. So what a fascinating interview. I mean, I was hoping that if I went there, she'd do exactly what she did. Yeah. And just kind of tell us what, because, you know, we all saw it, the cognitive decline.
Mm-hmm.
But I've asked, you know, like Rod Estes, and I've asked Dr. Marshall, and they're politicians, so they won't answer that question. She just full out just said it.
Well, it's nice to finally talk to someone who, I mean,
she's been there.
She hasn't been on the sidelines. She's been there.
Been there in the press, in that, you know, the room that we've all seen. Mm-hmm. If you've ever watched a press briefing, and I, you know, we all saw Karine Jean-Pierre. She was obviously a DEI, unqualified DEI hire. And what a difference the current, you know, White House press secretary.
Yes.
But it was fascinating to hear her talk about, you know, like the makeup when she said, you know, the difference between like his hand and his face and how the caked on makeup but how they thought they could pull off another 4 years of that. Well, they knew they couldn't. They knew. I mean, what were they going to do? Just put him in a room and wheel him out when he needed him? Or did they just fully expect that Kamala was going to be president by now?
I have theories about all of this stuff. But, yeah, it makes you wonder. If we saw all of this, the American public, we saw all of this.
Yeah. Did they think we were just stupid? Do you ever see the movie? Have you ever seen the movie Dave?
Dave.
Yes.
I was about ready to go there.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
By the way, if you're a listener and you haven't seen the movie Dave, then you should go watch it. DVR, you look on your, you know, Cox on Demand or whatever, or go on Netflix and look up the movie Dave.
Kevin Kline.
Yeah, Kevin Kline plays the president. And in one scene, what they've done is the president is having an affair. And so oftentimes they hire Dave, who runs a temp agency and happens to look like the president, also played by Kevin Kline.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is they hire Kevin Kline, who runs a temp agency, to appear at events. You know, so the president can go upstairs and sleep with his mistress while Kevin Kline walks out of the, you know, the banquet hall and waves to the press as he climbs into the limousine.
Mm-hmm.
And so that he's the body man, basically, so that the president can then be appearing to return to the White House when he's really upstairs schnooking his, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, apparently what happens is the president has a serious heart attack. And so then all of a sudden they decide that we're going to have the Dave, the temp guy, pretend to be the president. Mm-hmm. For a little while we hope the president recovers from his massive stroke. And I'm telling you, that's what Biden felt like.
And we see in the movie, we see all the handlers.
Yes.
Which basically mirrors what we've been seeing the last 4 years was President Biden.
The handlers.
Had a lot of handlers.
Chief of staff, the comms guys, and the wife, you know, in the movie Dave, the wife doesn't know about the swap until she figures it out because she sees Dave naked. And then she actually buys into it. And then they start, you know, buying into it and trying to make changes and all that. Now, in the Biden case, I think Jill Biden was in on it. How could she not be? But again, it was just fascinating talking to Monica because I think they had to know the press corps was in on it.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, the press corps is not in on it. But in this case, I think the White House press corps was fully on board because they hated Trump so much
they had TDS and they didn't want Trump in the White House so bad, they were just fine with going along with the conspiracy. So yeah. It's just fascinating. It was a fascinating interview. She and I talked a little bit after I set up the interview. We talked for a few minutes. She said, gave me her cell phone and says, hey, if you ever want to talk, give me a call. Trust me, I'm going to give her a call. We'll take a quick break, pay a few bills. And then Gaurav Lal is the head of partnerships at TruePlay Games. Will tell us why he says Colorado is what happens when Christians don't actively teach moral truth. Something's got to be happening. I don't know what they're doing in Colorado. Probably too much marijuana. I don't know. 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. We are still trying to connect with our bottom-of-the-hour guest. In the meantime, we'll take calls. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330, if you'd like to call in. I don't know if you've heard about this story. It's an interesting story out of Florida. This is, you know, some of the strange things. This is out of Largo, Florida. A 72-year-old man was walking down the street when he was attacked by an unhinged blue-haired, blue-haired millennial. Police say the elderly man was wearing, here it is, a MAGA hat. How dare he wear that, you know, MAGA hat, minding his own business when he was approached by Laura Garrett. She demanded to know why he was a Trump supporter. She then poured some sort of hot liquid on him and used a can to pummel the guy's head. She pummeled a senior citizen, all because he was, I mean, this is literally TDS, Trump derangement syndrome gone wild. She was, then she turned around and got unruly with the police. According to reports, she caused one of the officers, pushed him, caused him to fall. So, oh, great. Now you not only assaulted a senior citizen, you're assaulting cops. We'll see what kind of time you do for that. Court documents go on to state that while she was placed in handcuffs, she intentionally dropped her full body weight on the ground. So, you know, what is it with these people? She's been charged with battery of a person 65 years or older, which is another grade level up of severity, battery on a law enforcement officer, and obstructing or resisting. You know, look, I get that. I didn't like Joe Biden. But you don't have to go around assaulting people because you happen to be a Biden supporter or a Kamala Harris supporter or, in this case, a Trump supporter. I mean, this is just asinine. It's crazy. You know, I mean, I don't mean to paint with a broad brush, but why is it the blue-haired millennials always are the ones stirring up a stink like this? I just don't get it. And it's like the folks that I've encountered, and Andy Hoosier and I encountered when we went down and talked to folks on the streets of Wichita. And you would think Wichita would be insulated from this, but it's really not. I mean, these people are everywhere, and they're just unhinged. And there's no doubt that Trump supporters are targets for the far left, in no small part because of the rhetoric coming from cable television and the Democrat Party. You know, when they're constantly going around saying that Donald Trump and MAGA and their supporters are, quote, threats to democracy, this is what you get. You get 72-year-old men assaulted because he's wearing a hat. I mean, this is minding his own business, walking down the street. He's 72 years old. And I'm looking at the mugshot. This is just some blue-haired ninny. You know, I hope she does serious time. Well, and looking at the charges, I mean, battery is bad enough. Battery on a law enforcement officer, that just escalates this whole thing.
And of course, it's Florida, so they love to. I mean, it's like that's like committing a crime in Texas. You do it down in Florida. Ron DeSantis knows how to prosecute crime down there. I mean, come on. But seriously, this is crazy. And the problem is, it's all because you disagree. Why have we gotten to a point? Look, I disagree with people all the time. You know, I'm too conservative for a lot of folks. Doesn't mean we can't get along. Just means we disagree. Guess what? Don't talk about it. You know, if we're going to disagree on politics, great. Talk about religion. But no, seriously, if you're going to disagree on politics, then find something else to talk about. Talk about sports. Talk about the Chiefs. Well, not my case because I don't like the Chiefs. But you know what I mean. Am I wrong here, Phil? No. I mean, no, this is craziness. 72-year-old man, you're going to walk up to him and assault him because you don't like his Trump hat.
And I've seen instances of this.
Yes.
More than once.
Yes.
You see this.
Everywhere. It's crazy. And what's funny is I'm wearing a Trump hat right now. Bring it on, blue hair. I mean, come on. But this is craziness. It's just to a level that makes no sense to me.
Well, and it totally goes counteractive to what they're and I'm using air quotes here, preaching.
Oh, yes. About, well, that's why I love calling them the intolerant, tolerant left.
About love and
yes.
peace and yeah. and let's not hate.
Well, that's like the line from the protest on Saturday where it was, you know, 86-47 and then make love. You know, it's like, no, you people are so full of bullpucky.
Bullpucky.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, come on. It's... And the funny part is you don't see this from Republicans. You don't see this from the MAGA right. I mean, yeah, we had the January 6th, but that was such a small, the vast majority of those people were just peaceful. They were there to exercise their First Amendment rights. Some of them went in, but most of them didn't break in. I mean the assaults were just a small fringe group and they went to jail. Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's of course, then you talk about this 2020 and the riots and they were burning cities and burning cars and assaulting cops and no charges were brought.
Those were mostly peaceful.
Oh,
and again, I use air quotes.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm passing judgment. You're right. I'm being mean. I'm picking on them. You're right. Those were mostly peaceful. What was I thinking? How can I be so judgmental? I'm not allowed to pick on those. I mean, it's just this kind of stuff. You know, you assault a 72-year-old man because he's wearing a hat because you disagree with him. These people, I mean, just can we get a freaking job? We'll take a quick break, see if we can get Gulov. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I want to hear what you think. 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A support of July. Saturday. In the park. I think it was the 4th of July.
We are having way too much fun tonight. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everybody. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our country. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and come join us next Sunday. We'll be broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters here in Wichita, right downtown at Union Station. Event starts at 6. I go on the air at 7. We'll have a lot of fun, have some food, have some snacks, have a bunch of people there. And, you know, if you're hanging out, I might just pull you on the air. So come join us next Sunday. Phil will be here. I will be there. And we'll all be having fun.
I carry a little favor with an area meteorologist. So yeah. I've called ahead and I've kind of made
no rain.
Yeah.
Put in a word with God. Put in a word with the big guy. No rain. Not like last week. So yes, AFP headquarters, all thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. So we're going to have a great time. So make sure you come down next Saturday. If you want more information, you can find it on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We've got an event set up there. Sign up, get some more information. So we'll be next Sunday broadcasting live. All right. Get your flak jacket, Phil, because I'm about to pull the grenade. Here it goes. This is like my least favorite month of the year. Starts day after tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. So first off, my pride flag is red, white, and blue. Okay, the colors of my pride flag. Red, white, blue. So here's my question. Why do veterans get a day and pride gets a month? I'm curious about that. The president has said that he wants to look at... expressed a desire to rename Veterans Day and establish a new holiday and is looking at ways to change that. Basically, he's looking at like doing a Veterans Day or Victory Day and expanding it. And I tend to agree. I mean, I think, veterans died in service to our country. They've had multiple, Pride gets a freaking month. Veterans get a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I've always asked that question, is why veterans get a day and Pride gets an entire month? And, of course, they've co-opted the whole rainbow flag. And I know it's a cultural question more than anything else, but I'm curious. I'm curious what the listeners think, 869-1330. I'm just waiting for the grenade to go off. But, I mean, I know Veterans Day is a formal national holiday, while as Pride Month is more of a grassroots thing. It's a cultural observance. It's not an actual, but it's still, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, but my pride flag is still red, white, and blue, and that'll never change.
I think it's the sacrifice. I think it's the sacrifice that the men and women of this country in the armed services.
Yeah, they deserve more than a day.
And it's sacrifices. It's not just death. I mean, that's the ultimate sacrifice.
Right, obviously. But it's a family.
But it's the family.
Right, the kids. It's I don't know.
It begs the question, why does it only get a day? These people have done so much for so many to allow us to have the freedom to say what we want.
Right.
But it also the freedom to live in a land where
all
these freedoms.
The freedom ideas. Like, look, if you want to be gay, be gay. I don't care. You want to choose that lifestyle? I support your right to choose that lifestyle. I support your right as an adult, 18, to be trans. You want to be trans? Be trans. I don't care. Want to call yourself a kumquat? You can call, I don't care. It's your, if you're an adult, that's the key. Have to be an adult. I'm not into the kids stuff, but if you're an adult, do what you want. But the president's proposals include renaming Veterans Day. He proposed renaming Veterans Day to Victory Day for World War I. And then he wants to establish another Victory Day for World War II. So he's looking to do a couple of those. And then he's also looking for like a Veterans Month to something along those lines as well. He's looking for Victory Day for Vietnam. He's trying to basically find other ways to honor the men and women who serve our country and then their families and the sacrifices that they make, all of that is great. I think that's because you have Memorial Day, but Memorial Day is different than what he's looking at. He's looking at ways to honor people who serve. And this whole June thing is always by. It's like the worst month. It's like, you know, all the Netflix and everybody turns all the rainbow and other. It's like, okay, just get it over with. Get me to July, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just irks me.
You can't skip June.
Why?
Get to July. Well,
can't we just skip June? Let's just skip June. just skip June. April sucks too because it's tax month. So why don't we just go from like March? Go to straight to July.
I'll tell you just a brief story. I lived overseas when I was in high school. I lived in Australia.
Oh, and down under. Throwing a shrimp on a barbie.
And they celebrated. World War I was a big deal to them because they were just basically a brand new country on their own. And they supported Great Britain's fight in the war. But the Great Britain sent a lot of Aussies and New Zealanders to their deaths, and they fought valiantly, brilliantly. Anyway, I got to attend a couple of different Armistice Day is what they call it in Australia, but it would be Veterans Day. Just the pageantry in it and the reverence for the military, for the people who fought, for the people who came back, who are still living, I would love to see, and I think we do have that here in the States.
Yeah.
And so I would like to expand on what President Trump wants to do. I think that's a great idea, and I think these people deserve it.
Yeah, they do. And whenever I see a service member now, I try and go over to them, thank them for their service. Same thing with cops and fire. I always try and walk up to cops, walk up to when I see somebody in uniform and thank them for their service. Mm-hmm. Except Blake Carpenter. I always give him a hard time just because, you know, no, I mean, even Blake. I mean, anytime I see somebody who's served in uniform, I try and thank them for their service because it is a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And the other key component to this is thanking the families. Because it does, I mean, just if nothing else, it's what they're having to, are they going to come home? It's the time away from family. It's that lingering doubts of, you know, ooh, is this the call? Is he's away or she's away? And the phone rings is this the call? And I think people don't remember that, don't think about that enough. And I'm sorry, it's trying to equate. Well, you get a month and you get a day. For me, it should be the other way around, if anything.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially when one is a sacrifice and the other is just a choice. So, for me, sorry, I know that you could have that. We can have the debate of whether or not it's a choice or you're born that way. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to have that debate. I would love to have that debate with somebody. I would win, but I would love to have that debate with them. I would still defend their right to choose that lifestyle. Again, choice, but you know, we'll have that debate anytime they want to have that debate. If they're an adult, we can have that debate. Again, don't forget next Sunday,
We'll be broadcasting live from the headquarters of Americans for Prosperity, Kansas, right here in Wichita, down at Union Station. Should be a blast. Also, don't forget our carry-on commentaries, that 60-second daily future that airs right here three times a day, 5 days a week, right here on KNSS. Thank you for joining us this evening. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables, and have a great rest of your Memorial Day weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.